From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A new museum of African American history has opened here in Washington. President Barack Obama and members of a family that spanned five generations rang a bell from an African American church to herald the opening of the National Museum of African American History and Culture on Saturday. Mr. Obama told the thousands gathered that the museum represents a place to reflect on the total American experience.
This is the place to understand how protest and love of country don't merely coexist, but inform each other. How men can proudly win the gold for their country, but still insist on raising a black gloved fist. How we can wear an I Can't Breathe t-shirt and still grieve for fallen police officers.
Others at Saturday's ceremony included former President George W. Bush, who signed the bill authorizing construction of the museum in 2003, and Georgia Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. He called the bronze-colored museum more than a building. It is a dream come true. A demonstration is underway in Charlotte, North Carolina, with several hundred protesters gathered at a park near the city's police department. Saturday marks the fifth day of rallies since a black police officer shot Keith Scott, a 43-year-old African-American man, earlier this week. Protesters are expected to renew calls for the police to release body cam and dash cam videos of that shooting. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces and their allies have recaptured a strategically located Palestinian refugee camp on the northern outskirts of the city of Aleppo. That came amid heavy Russian airstrikes over rebel-held eastern sectors of the city. As Edward Uranian reports, the strikes have flattened buildings, killed and wounded scores of people, and left thousands without water.
Amateur video showed multi-story buildings that had collapsed under intense Russian and Syrian government airstrikes Saturday on the rebel-held eastern sector of the city. Bomb craters were visible amid the rubble of some buildings. Syrian government media claimed that Syrian and Russian warplanes were targeting ammunition depots inside rebel-held areas, causing buildings to collapse. VOA could not independently verify the claim. The surge in airstrikes began late Wednesday after the Syrian government announced a renewed offensive to recapture all of Aleppo. That move came after the U.S. and Russia were unable to salvage a ceasefire that had lasted for nearly a week. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, Syria's foreign minister told the U.N. General Assembly in New York his country will not relent in what he called our fight against terrorism. Walid al-Mualim told the assembly the Syrian military is making great strides against the terrorists. He said, our belief in victory is even greater now that the Syrian Arab Army is making strides in its war against terrorism with the support of the true friends of the Syrian people, notably the Russian Federation, Iran, and the Lebanese National Resistance. Such support has helped strengthen the resilience of Syrians and alleviate their suffering. His remarks reinforce Western concerns that the government of President Bashar al-Assad is seeking a military end to the conflict, not a politically negotiated one. European leaders gathered in Vienna Saturday to discuss how better to fortify the European Union's outer borders against illegal migration and human trafficking. One focus is how to control the flow of migrants along the so-called Balkan route, the path into Europe that hundreds of thousands of migrants from the Middle East and Africa have used to reach northern Europe. This year, Austria and other countries largely shut down the Balkan route, a move that left thousands of migrants and refugees stuck in Greece and infuriated Athens. And authorities in Iraq say an attack on a security checkpoint in Salahuddin province has killed at least 12 people. Another 23 were wounded in the suicide car bombing. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.